In this bulletin, a fire breaks out at Europe's largest nuclear power plant following a Russian military attack, a 10th person dies in the Queensland floods, and in sport, the 12th Women's One Day International World Cup begins in New Zealand. Good afternoon, Claire Slattery with SBS News. Fire has broken out at Europe's largest nuclear power plant after it was attacked by Russian forces. Located in southeastern Ukraine, the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant has 6 reactors and provides around 25% of the country's power generation. Ukraine's Minister for Foreign Affairs, Dmytro Kuleba, issued a tweet at the time of the event saying the Russian army was firing at the plant from all sides. He called for Russians to immediately cease fire, saying if it blows up, it would be 10 times larger than Chernobyl. Power plant spokesman Andrei Tuz issued this statement at the time of the attack.
Fire at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant continues. The firefighters can't approach the place where they could extinguish the fire. They are simply being shot at point-blank range. The first reactor has already been hit. Come to your senses.
Ukraine's nuclear regulator has since told the International Atomic Energy Agency there has been no change in radiation levels at the site of the nuclear power plant. The reactors are being safely shut down, with the fire said to be at a training building and not at the reactors. A 10th person has died in Queensland's flood disaster. The body of a 53-year-old man was found overnight under a wharf in the port of Brisbane. Severe storm warnings in the state's southeast have now been downgraded, but the Bureau of Meteorology says the chance of flash flooding remains. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says climate change is driving the state's unprecedented flooding.
Let's face it, it's climate change. I mean, I've never seen so many natural disasters. We seem to be dealing with more and more. More cyclones, more floods. A couple of years ago, the Commissioner and I were just talking the other day, we had the catastrophic fire event in central Queensland. Queensland never seen catastrophic before. But we're a great state, we're a resilient state, and I'll tell you what, one thing is the people of this state inspire me every day.
Ms. Palaszczuk also says that $2.2 million in assistance has been paid out to more than 5,000 people out of 19,000 total applicants. There are 266 people in the state's evacuation centres. The New South Wales State Emergency Service has received 700 calls for assistance overnight and conducted 13 flood rescues. The SES has started doing damage assessments and is trying to get residents back into their homes and businesses for the cleanup. An additional 600 resources have been set up through police and emergency services, along with 280 Australian Defence Force personnel going in to help communities. SES Commissioner Carlene York says despite the cleanup efforts, parts of New South Wales are still in danger.
There's a lot of support, a lot of work going up there, as well as the local units that are part of the community, represent the community, and are out there helping them clean up. So again, based on the forecast from the Bureau, we're not past the danger period yet. The rivers are very high, fast flowing. There's a lot of debris and it's very dangerous out there. And these thunderstorms and isolated heavy showers create an additional risk to the community.
Members of the LGBTIQ plus community and their allies are preparing to sparkle at the annual Mardi Gras parade in Sydney under the theme "United We Shine." Thousands of marchers and more than 160 floats will take part in the event on Saturday, celebrating queer culture and highlighting the need for social equality. To sport, and the 12th Women's One Day International World Cup kicks off today in New Zealand. New Zealand will play the West Indies before Australia do battle with England on Saturday. After the tournament was postponed in 2021, 8 teams will fight it out for the win over the next 4 weeks. Australia will be looking to claim the title for the first time since 2013. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, it'll be a sunny day with an expected top of 32 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 24. Melbourne, early rain, then a shower or two, 22. Hobart, humid and a shower or two, 25. Canberra, rain and a possible storm, 26. Wollongong, showers, 26. Sydney, similar conditions, 28 degrees. Newcastle, also a shower or two and 28. Brisbane, showers and 30. Cairns, a possible shower and 36. And Darwin is expecting a possible shower or storm with a top of 34 degrees. That's SBS News.